Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have no choice but to embark on this perilous journey.
This feels dangerous.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. We're living dangerously.
Welcome to the preamble for Do More, a very limited podcast series with your boys, the Frosty Fellas themselves, Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery.
That's right. It's 9:50 a.m. on Monday, the 10th of February. We are currently driving from Tim's beautiful home in Grey Lynn to Event Cinemas West City, one of the events I have not yet been to, for the 10 past 10 a.m. screening of Dr. Dolittle. A screening, I imagine, we'll have almost entirely to ourselves.
We should put a bet on this. I want a nice, clean, virginal cinema. I don't want anyone ruining this experience.
That's right.
Of me interfacing
and
with
do you know
Robert
what would be
Downey
nice about
Jr.
that is then, say the next screening at 12, whatever, when people start joining us, it'll feel like they're coming into our lounge.
Yeah. I think we should be gracious hosts.
We should. We
really
should
encourage
gracious
them
hosts.
To get into the film and have a good time.
We should ask for the biggest vat of popcorn available. And when people come in, we could say, would you like some popcorn?
A vat. What sizes do you have available? We have small, large, medium, extra large, and vat. What's that substance episode where Homer gets offered a garbage bag of popcorn?
I don't know.
No, it's
I like
when he
that.
Puts on all the weight. You know, when he works from home and gets the bird.
I like the usher that you just created listed the orders as small, large, then medium, then extra large.
Yeah. I'm a chaos agent, dude, and that's why we're doing this. We'll be seeing Dolittle three times today, and that's the podcast series. It was going to be four, but I've fucked something up, and I have to be somewhere.
I think
later.
That's going to be a pretty merciful decision. From everything I've heard, this movie is bad in a way that is different from like how Cats, for example, is bad.
Yes.
It's genuinely unwatchably bad.
Yeah, I like...
Which I think, actually, to be fair, a lot of people did say about Cats.
I like where we're at. I like what we're doing at the moment. We're experimenting with the form.
We genuinely are.
We're kicking the tires on some new formats. We're seeing what is up. We're also filming this, so hopefully the video is on Patreon for the Patreon pals.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to see what it looks like
content.
While I break two laws simultaneously, I actually recording's probably not illegal, but certainly I've got my map on my leg, so I can have my left hand.
That's fine, though. That's legal.
Waving.
You're allowed
to
look at your phone if it's maps.
You're meant to be concentrating on the road and the road alone.
What is the law on holding a mic while driving?
These are the
text
questions.
In.
We don't know.
8383.
Let us know.
Give us a shout.
Tim, what do you know about Dolittle? What do you know about, I mean, can I just say, as soon as I saw the trailer, I knew this was going to be a disaster.
1,000%.
It had that real heavy, somber cover of Wonderful World.
Yeah.
Which just seems so tonally off.
Yeah.
It's insane that Robert Downey Jr. finally sets himself free from the Marvel Cinematic Universe and then jumps right into bed with this.
Let's talk about Robert Downey Jr. because he talked a big old game. Finally, the Iron Man Chronicles was ended. He was done. And he was like, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to fuck around with AI. I've made a documentary with Netflix. We're talking about science. We're talking about the future. I'm going to be a philanthropist.
Was that his big play?
I think so. And then this movie he must have been making while he was lying to us.
No, do you know?
Like,
was it
at the same time?
I think maybe he thought that Dolittle was a genuine animal welfare movie. And he was like, sure, I'll spend some of my philanthropic hours helping out these talking animals. He might think he's making a documentary, and that's why he's doing the funny voice.
He's really little. Have you seen him standing up?
No, I've not.
RDJ is he's a wee man, is all good, but I think people need to embrace the size a little bit.
I actually just remembered,
very mean to short men, though. You wouldn't know because you're like 6'1". You fucking monster.
It's not just Hollywood. I feel like society at large is ruthless towards... One of the ways that nearly all women are mean to men is specifically towards short men.
Here we go. Yeah. This is now a men's rights activist podcast. Welcome to it. If you don't like it, then you can listen to something. Yeah. Go listen to Bones of the Heart.
Stop. Yeah. And actually, no, don't. Those two goddamn broads keep man bashing on their podcast. If we're going to send you anywhere, it's going to be to the Male Gaze.
Yes.
A podcast that cannot and will not pass the Bechdel test on principle. I actually just remembered, though, and I'm not going to put this in the preamble for More Little. Is that what it is?
Do More. And this is the preamble, and you know I refuse to edit, so whatever you're going to say, say it.
No, I'm gonna save it for the first episode because I got given, it's actually not that juicy, but some pretty interesting insight. A friend did the junket for Doolittle and got some vaguely interesting information about Robert Downey Jr. behind the scenes. The man behind the mask.
Interesting. Behind the iron mask.
I am... probably looking forward to this first one, dreading the idea of having to watch it again. I think, I can't remember, all the information I have is that Kumail Nanjiani gets a few laughs.
Oh, is he in this?
The cast is fucking insane.
Oh, is he voicing an animal?
Yeah, I don't know if you made it to the end of the trailer, Tim.
Yeah, I did.
But the cast list is crazy.
It was so funny because it was like, you see the trailer, you're like, uh-oh, they've fucked up and this looks expensive. And then it just goes... boom, 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 boom. And each boom is a very famous person.
It is honestly insane that you would make what is definitely a large-scale, large-budget kids movie and release it outside of any holiday window. Like, literally bury the thing in public.
In fact, can I do a New Zealand comedian's joke on this, or is that really awful?
If you credit them, you can.
Ray O'Leary, who is honestly one of the funniest dudes going at the moment, has a great joke about... and it applies for this going to Toy Story, kids being attracted to the movie Toy Story when you've got famous vocal talents. The kids going, oh, hey, Mum, is Tom Hanks in this? I loved him in Philadelphia. Fuck, it's good.
Yeah, that Ray O'Leary. Follow him on Twitter.
He's good. He's
I am Ray O'Leary. Oh, fuck,
so you'll find him. You'll find him. So I'm excited to see Doolittle. It is crazy to me that Doolittle has come out just after Cats because they seem cut from the same producer's style cloth, and I mean producers, the musical.
Yeah.
As in, like, is some shit going on at the moment?
Well,
do you know what? And I hate to bring it up. You know I hate to bring it up, but that Weinstein estate, I mean the Epstein estate, is floating around. Do you think the lawyers needed to just, like, get rid of some money quick or something? Get it through some projects.
What? Epstein's money?
Yeah.
Clean the money.
You got to clean the money. How do you do that?
What, you give it to a talking doctor, a madman?
First of all, you create a CGI film version of Broadway musical Cats, and then secondly, you create Doolittle, but you completely miss the mark on it.
I mean...
but, like, intentionally.
Crazier things have happened. We are now excitingly arriving. If you spin that camera around, Tim, you should be able to give some people... the people, some beautiful context for just where we are. West City, Waitakere.
I should probably see what I'm doing a little bit here.
So this is our chosen cinema. Have you been to the cinema before?
Uh-uh.
From the photos on Google Maps, when you punch it into your destination, looks like it could be a pretty good time. There's not a lot of people in the photo of the cinema, which suggests that even if it was taken at peak time, it was pretty empty. So I imagine at off-peak times such as this, it's going to be a wasteland. I mean, technically, we're cutting it pretty fine, but from my experience watching Cats, you're going to be sitting through about 20 minutes of trailers.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right.
Actually,
sounds good.
I don't want to pull into this part.
This is the entry. It's his entry right there.
No, that's not our entry, mate.
What are we doing? Are we doing something a little bit sneaky?
We're going one entry further.
Okay.
Look at it. There it is. Beautiful. I mean, you probably can't see it, but my God, it gets the heart going, doesn't it?
It's a fucking mall, which are among the more depressing buildings that exist.
When I was a kid...
here they go. Prisons,
when I was
and then libraries, because I detest books, and then the mall.
When I was a boy, it was my dream to be trapped in a mall. There was an episode of the OC where they get trapped in a mall. There was a New Zealand book by the author, I think his name's David Hill, a very book. Iconic New Zealand author.
I
know,
weep.
You wouldn't know about it, but the premise is good. It was wasted on a book, but imagine if this was a TV show or a movie.
That is a dumb premise for a book because it's absolutely the kind of storyline you want to see. You want to see kids fucking around. Wasn't there a Saved by the Bell?
Could you not say that for every fucking book in the world?
Yeah.
Absolute
and I have.
Hat.
And I did.
90 minutes. I think we're going to be a little longer than that. West City, Waitakere. Might be a challenge to find a park that fulfills our needs perfectly.
We've got business to attend to. Yeah, fuck. That's a good point because the structure of today is... we see Doolittle, we record a podcast, we see Doolittle again.
Where are we going to record the podcast?
Mate, we'll figure it out. We're resourceful men. We'll start a fire, and then when everyone clears out... Oh, no, because that'll interrupt the session times, actually.
I mean, I was thinking we could do it in the hallway between... But it seems silly. You'll notice I've just done a lap, a very small lap.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to really ground yourself in the location.
It's
get
important.
To know
it. It's good. But is this building for us, Monty, or are we going to need to park elsewhere?
Well, outside the baby factory. No, this building's for us. How busy can a mall be on a Monday?
I know. It's so true. Fuck, I'm looking forward to stretching my feet. I'm going to take my shoes off in the cinema. I should have brought a pillow.
That
like,
is
I really,
not done.
Yeah. No, it will be today because no one will be in there. Ordinarily.
Shoes
know,
off in the cinema.
Sacrilege.
On the record is doing it. You're asking for trouble.
Have you seen those absolutely rancid videos of people using touchscreens on planes with their dirty bare feet?
Hey, here we go.
Fucking vomit.
Free parking for 240 minutes.
Not bad.
See, now this is what I'm talking. You go up a level.
Yeah.
That bottom level, that's prime time. That's where all of the
plebs.
And they're not. And yeah, well, the plebs or the, you know, the folks who are only going in to pick up something from the warehouse, which mm-hmm, is sort of a Walmart equivalent. But people who are going to watch Dr. Doodle three times, they know. You come out to the uncovered car park on the second level, you got 240 minutes, and also people aren't policing it up here. People might be policing it undercover, but people are not policing uncovered car parks on the second level. They're just not. It's just not done. And the good news for you guys is we've arrived. We've got 5 minutes to get our tickets, get our snacks, get into the cinema, and check in with our friend Robert Downey Jr. as he navigates a group of ragtag animals from, I don't know, an old house onto a ship, from what I can tell.
Let's find out. This is Doomore. We're supposed to say it at the same time.
I was going
to
say,
cute.
I was going
to
do the quote that you that we took from the trailer that you used on me.
It's okay to be scared. We've no choice but to embark on this perilous journey.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.